So, in completing these types of projects, what have been the biggest challenges and obstacles?
I think that idea of finding the argument and finding the structure and knowing that it works, because of course the whole idea in new media is that you're giving your reader a lot more options. They become sort of a user as opposed to a reader. And I find that, you know, I know that when we were in Text and Technologies, we were all very frustrated with the piece that was new media, but it just seemed to click you through the same paragraphs that would have just been easier to read if it had been in a more manuscript form. And so I didn't want to do that because that's what I just criticized somebody else for. So, you know, trying to figure out then what are sort of the different pathways somebody could take. And maybe it's sort of my issue with control, because though I want them to have options, I'm afraid of not getting my point across. And I'm especially afraid in turning something, I mean, the absolute deep-rooted fear that drove me to a manuscript paper was great. I mean, I could not figure out what kind of grade, if I completed what I had. I had no concept of how good it would be. And I like getting good grades.
Can you talk to me a little bit more about that? I mean, tell me a little bit more about some of the questions that were coming to your mind and what you were thinking about. Because I think this is really where you and I started talking that one of those last nights of class about, oh my gosh, this is really flipping me out. And
right. I mean, it just came to a point where I want a certain GPA. I need a certain GPA to some extent. I mean, it's for me, I am planning on going for a tenure track position after this. And if I, you know, get a B because I took a risk, that's not something I'm necessarily going to be comfortable explaining. And it also has to do with sort of image. Like, I respected Dr. Romberger, and I didn't want to turn something into her where I was afraid she would look at it and go, what is this steaming pile of nothing? You know, and so I couldn't turn something into her that I wasn't sort of pretty confident in, that I wouldn't think she would at least go, okay, kind of clever. You know, something like that, and I just was unsure of, I was afraid of looking elementary and basic in my web design because I haven't used the latest tools a lot. I'm comfortable with the concepts. I've talked about it all. I've read the Wysocki and the different pieces and I think about that stuff. But at the end of the day, I'm walking away with a grade. That's going to be the record of this class. And you know, if I hope to get a recommendation from the professor, I would like the work I produce to have been sort of consistently positive. Maybe not as memorable, but sort of consistently positive. And I felt a real anxiety about that. I mean, that was a problem for me to think that, how would I know if it was good enough for the standards that were set for the class? I mean, that was a class with some pretty high standards, which is great, but I don't know. It all comes back to this insecurity about producing something of value, or producing something that meets the academic standards. And like we had been talking about, you know, it's just not defined yet. I mean, there we were picking on someone who had done new media article, because we didn't think it was cool enough. You know, where was the intrigue? Where was the interest? So, you know, we're all such harsh critics of what it looks like and how we use it and what the limitations are in somebody else's work, that I think that in some ways that sort of inhibited me to take a lot of risk.
Did you feel like, you know, with that assignment in particular, I mean, you knew if you were going to write something, it had to be 20 pages. Right. It had to be this. It had to be that.
I was counting words. I had a word count in my mind, even though I knew, well, gee, how do images factor into that then, or how would sound factor into that, or those kinds of things. But I still had it in my head that it had to be at least, you know, 5,000 words. you know, if you sort of take the $250 per page, I did the math out and slowly because I don't do math quick. But if I was thinking, well, the sort of minimum amount on a page is 250 words, so 20 pages, 5,000 words. So if I count all the words on my, excuse me, if I count on the words on my different pages, then that equals a 20-page paper. But then, does that, I mean, is that even a fair way to equate it? It's just what I sort of latched onto in my head.
So would you have felt more comfortable or less comfortable if there had been more concrete guidelines?
For the new media sign, what it should look like? Yeah, I think that if I'd had some sort of model to follow that spoke to me, I think the problem for me is that sometimes the new media scholarships loses me in its artiness. I'm not an arty person. I like it, I appreciate it, I feel I'm a creative person, but I'm not arty, if I can make that distinction. Like I said, I'm not a poet. That's not how I operate. So if I'd had some sort of models, I might have been more willing to try them on for size. And then I'm someone who, give me a model, I don't mind tweaking it and making my own adjustments. But I do like to have something to go on first.
So if you had the option, you're sitting in a class and you have the option to either write a paper or do a new media project, what factors would dissuade you or keep you from doing the new media project? What are the things that make you go, yeah, no, I'm not doing it this time?
Honestly, first thing I think of is the amount of work in the course, because I think the new media stuff, because things break, unlike in a paper, you know, you don't all of a sudden not know how to get from page 2 to page 3. So that's sort of usability testing and error checking. And that stuff takes so much time, that if it was a course that was sort of heavily laden with other things, I think I would not do the new media. I think that it would have to also be content that I thought would be meaningfully full published on the web. It would have to have some use for someone, even if it's just someone in the same institutional context I'm in, but it would have to have some use for being new media. Like, for instance, when I was thinking of the blogs, the use was to go out and look at the sort of contextual situation. So if there was a reason for it, I mean, if it's just, for instance, the paper I wrote last night for a different class that was sort of very old, you know, conservative, the class was kind of conservative, the paper format was kind of conservative and a little prescriptive. So I wouldn't have even asked in that situation, because the professor probably isn't that comfortable with it, so I would be afraid to have someone assess something they're not. Having taught myself, I know that I have given some very poor assessments if I don't know what I'm doing with it. And because I want to meet the expectations of the class. Now, that's why I really wanted to do it in Text and Technologies, because I felt it fit with the expectations of the class. I felt it had a purpose. And that was an issue of time, ultimately. But yeah, I think fear of how the person is going to assess it would keep me away. I think fear of how much time it will take would keep me away. And it would have to be, I would have to have a relevance in mind for it. It wouldn't be for the sake of, let's talk about, you know, composition theory online.
What factors would encourage you, or what could a professor do to make you feel more comfortable with attempting a new media project?
You know, honestly, something like what we're doing in our empirical research class, where things are being brought in over time. I think if I could sort of bring in, you know, a very scaled down version of something, a sort of kernel of what a new media project might be, and let it grow over time and sort of hang new things off of it, that I think I would feel more comfortable with, because I would be getting that feedback on it. Having a model, like we talked about, sort of saying, here's three different ways some prominent people have done it, try to imitate, you know, that sort of old-fashioned idea of imitating someone else's style first, to try it on, and then letting yourself play with it down the road. And I honestly think that time in class, playing with this stuff, because it's like writer's workshop at that point. I mean, you are doing something creative. And though, you know, we all think we're beyond it when it comes to writing papers because we're all such experts at putting together the 20-page manuscript, you know, that's one I don't think any of us are super comfortable with. So I think having more sort of writing workshop time. I know that, again, when I was teaching, if I was teaching something new, I had them work on it in class. Even if there was this, you know, I used to always have students, I just sort of say this to throw it in, you know, well, I know what I'm doing, so I'm going to do, you know, my homework for math class or whatever, because it was high school. And I would always stop them and say, no, just because you know what you're doing, maybe that's something then that you can share out with everyone else. And I think that that's what's valuable about writing in class, is that time to sort of look at the other person's screen, have them look at your screen, talk something out, go, oh, right, you know, what about this, what about that, kind of thing.